From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hi, it's Chloe. July 26th, 10 in health, the one that made me reread the abstract, is at the top. Let's get into it. First, from Emily Lay, Sunday. Scroll chamber 1 to 51. Hey, so this week was a bit of a whirlwind for the author and her family. They travelled to Greenville, SC and Tuxedo, NC to pick up their kid from camp. And now they're back home getting ready for the school year to start. They also got a new pair of blue light filtering glasses from Warby Parker, which they're really liking. The author shared a few interesting articles they came across, including one about the borderline genius, possibly a little weird tips and tricks women use to stay organised, and another about summer malaise, which they're experiencing themselves. They're taking it as a sign to slow down and enjoy the calm before the busy season starts again. They also talked about a post that made them tear up, which was about writing birthday letters to their kids to read one day. And they shared a few product recommendations, including a packable duffel that was a lifesaver on their trip, and a travel backpack that they loved using. One of the articles they shared was about why cigarettes are suddenly cool again, which they found interesting and also a bit concerning. They also talked about their love for living life more seasonally and experimenting with colour and whimsy. Finally, the author mentioned that next week they'll be sharing something deeply personal, a post about their experience with ADHD, which they were diagnosed with last year. They're excited to share their story and connect with others who may be going through similar things. Next. Second, from Healthy Mom Club. Well, I fed my vegan toddler for lunch this week, so I've been trying to mix up my toddler's lunches, and I wanted to share a few ideas that have been working for us. One thing that's been helpful is just keeping a bank of simple, healthy options on hand. We're talking fruits, veggies, whole grains, and lean proteins. The key is to keep it fuss-free and let my kid choose what they like from the options I've set out. For example, this week I made a bento box with sliced turkey, avocado and carrots, and my kid loved it. I also tried a mini quinoa salad with cherry tomatoes and cucumber, which was a hit too. It's all about offering a variety of healthy foods and letting them pick what they like. Up next. Third, from Mom Brain. What to wear this week. Here are five simple outfit combos to make your life easier this week. A matching linen set is a great choice for hot summer days. Pair it with cute slides, a raffia bag, and a silky scarf for a chic look. If you prefer pants, try a light and breathable linen set with comfy jelly slides and cute accessories for a casual, comfortable, and stylish outfit. For a more office-friendly look, pair a linen top with easy linen pull-on pants and rich brown accessories. A textured sleeveless sweater is perfect for transitional weather and can be dressed up or down with slacks or shorts. Finally, a viral nap dress is a great addition to your closet and can be dressed up or down with a simple swap of accessories. And then, fourth, from Brian and Em. My friend's a psychotherapist. I asked her about men and therapy. Trinity Toft, a Portland-based therapist, notes that men's resistance to therapy often stems from societal expectations around masculinity. She suggests that traditional male roles emphasize self-reliance and emotional control, making it difficult for men to acknowledge vulnerability. Toft also points out that men may feel like therapy is a sign of weakness, which can lead to defensiveness. In her experience, men often struggle with expressing emotions and intimacy, which can make it challenging to initiate therapy. Toft recommends that women approach the topic with empathy and understanding, rather than trying to fix the man. She emphasises the importance of creating a safe and non-judgmental space for men to open up about their emotions. Toft also highlights the value of male-dominated therapy groups, which can provide a sense of community and camaraderie for men who may feel isolated in their struggles. She notes that these groups can help men develop emotional intelligence and challenge traditional masculine norms. Ultimately, Toft stresses that there's no one-size-fits-all approach to getting a resistant man to open up to therapy. She encourages women to focus on building trust and understanding rather than trying to force the issue. By creating a supportive environment, women can help men feel more comfortable seeking help. Next, fifth, from motherhood until yesterday, the evolutionary argument for birth control. I don't like hormonal birth control. I never have. I started my first round of daily estrogen pills, as many of us do, during my first year in college. I remember the nurse assuring me that there were virtually no side effects. But from the moment I started taking them, I felt bloated, nauseated, and exhausted. I had always been naturally thin, but I started gaining weight. Cellulite appeared out of nowhere on my thighs and butt. Up next, sixth, from Nicole, begin at home. The take-home folder, Vol 127. Hey friend, I wanted to share a quick update with you. Chloe's celebrating 17 years of marriage with her husband Todd, and she's taking a break from the take-home folder next Sunday, but it'll be back on August 9th. To refresh your mind, here are some things Chloe's been thinking about lately. What can you do for your home, your family, and yourself? For Chloe, it's tidying up, cheering on her son's baseball team, and going for a long walk. She's also been thinking about gift ideas, and she's created a note in her phone to jot down things people might like. Chloe shared her deep cleaning routine for the shower, which involves removing everything, dusting, scrubbing tile walls and the floor, and cleaning the glass. For daily maintenance, she uses a drain hair catcher and squeegee. She's also been making zucchini bread, which she loves, and has been learning about using points and miles to cover family travel. Chloe's been listening to podcasts and reading about points and miles, and she's realised that she's missed out on accumulating points over the past 20 years by putting all her purchases on a debit card. She started small by opening 2 credit cards and is seeing the points add up. She's using the CSP and Amex gold cards, which offer great rewards and protections. Chloe's also been thinking about her son joining the mountain biking team, which is a new experience for their family. She's excited to learn new things and meet new people through this. Recent favourites include their new entryway runner, classic games like Sorry and Monopoly, and Mega Bay products like Thigh Rescue and Blister Plus Heel Rescue Stick. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.